Here's your money briefing for Thursday, November 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanksgiving is just a week away, and with coronavirus cases surging, it's not just the CDC advising people to avoid large gatherings. Companies concerned about their employees' health are also weighing in, sometimes asking workers to promise to use caution over the holiday.
We've seen companies roll out various pledges. Employers and bosses have asked employees to sign kind of these voluntary safety promises where they say that we'll do our part to kind of be safe, to protect those around us, protect the community.
But what are the legal limits on companies that want to keep tabs on their employees? Chip Cutter covers workplace issues at the Wall Street Journal. He'll join us to discuss after the break. Pretty much every aspect of life has been upended by the pandemic, and this year you can add the holidays to that list as well. Health officials are strongly advising people not to travel over the river and through the woods to visit with family this year, and now so are some employers. But are companies allowed to restrict what their employees do over Thanksgiving? Our workplace reporter Chip Cutter is here to explain. Chip, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So companies often look after the well-being of their employees, but is this new territory for them?
The COVID crisis has really thrust companies into places where they haven't been before. Many were used to sending out bland notes on Thanksgiving, telling people how much they appreciated their service and leaving it at that. So many companies are now in the position where they're really having to distill information and kind of make sure that they are reaching employees in all sorts of ways, wanting to get this critical health information to them. I've had a number of HR executives tell me that they've had to tell their employees at some point, "We are not doctors. We cannot answer all of these questions." Employees have increasingly looked to their companies as a source of truth in the pandemic, turning to them for guidance on what to do and how to stay safe. And that's put many executives in a difficult position.
So how far can companies go in encouraging their employees to, you know, do the right thing at Thanksgiving?
Well, companies are really going all out to encourage employees to stay safe, releasing a flurry of memos and videos and guidance, just telling people to largely stay in their homes, to not gather with other people if possible. But they really can only do so much. Employers can't really dictate how people spend their personal time. And so while employers can put guidance and recommendations out there, they really can't force people to do anything. And some employment lawyers we talked to also said that there are legal liabilities raised if employers monitor people's social media activity, for example, or, you know, are punitive in their actions based on what people might do on the Thanksgiving holiday.
Okay, so there are legal restrictions on companies monitoring employees. But are they allowed to ask employees in advance what their plans are?
Companies are within their rights to kind of informally ask people how they plan to spend the holidays, as you would in a casual conversation. But some companies are actually kind of putting guidance out there, saying that they would like employees to let their managers know if they plan to spend Thanksgiving kind of in a way that might go against CDC guidance. So the broadcaster Tegna, which operates local stations across the country, for example, has said that it would like its employees to note to managers if for some reason, for example, they spend Thanksgiving with people outside of their household, or if they're, for some reason not following CDC guidance. The company said it's doing that because it wants to keep its station safe and that it wants employees who maybe go against CDC guidance to kind of do their work at home for a bit until it's deemed safe that they can return to an office setting.
Now, there could be a lot of manpower hours lost if people get sick. So how are companies seeing this from a cost standpoint?
So there is a bottom line impact to this, both in productivity and also just from an employer's ability to keep their operations running. I spoke with executives at companies ranging from life insurers to restaurants like Chipotle. Chipotle is moving some of its general managers into recruiting roles, 6-month rotations where they'll work on trying to kind of get people hired and onboarded quickly. The head of HR at the company says that she worries about a post-holiday surge in cases, thinking that some of their employees may need to quarantine. Perhaps some of them may fall ill themselves. They want to be prepared so that they're able to kind of bring people on and keep their restaurants humming if needed.
And so what's the arrangement if an employee needs to quarantine?
So companies do not have to pay people to quarantine, although many say it's a best practice to do so. Some companies are actually rolling out new benefits right now, saying they're going to let employees, for example, have 1 company-paid quarantine after either Thanksgiving or some of the winter holidays like Christmas. This is the case where employers know that even as they recommend people not to travel, that they should stay home, limit gatherings, some aren't going to be able to do that, and some are going to need to go out of state or visit family members outside of their households. And they say that in those cases, they feel like they want to make sure that those employees don't feel compelled to return to work too soon. They say that a paid quarantine can help keep everybody safe.
And there's a lot here for employees to think about also. Not only being smart about their health, but not upsetting the boss.
You're right. Employees do want to kind of make sure that they're responsible, that they're kind of able to do their work. And, you know, we've seen companies roll out various pledges. Employers and bosses have asked employees to sign kind of these voluntary safety promises where they say that we'll do our part to kind of be safe, to protect those around us, protect the community. You see companies wanting to make sure that that people are responsible, both from a workforce standpoint, but just also in those that they interact with.
And let's not forget about the employees who are planning to spend Thanksgiving with a smaller than usual crowd or maybe even alone. Being alone during a holiday can be kind of upsetting. Is there a mental health issue that companies are concerned about?
There really is, and companies are really concerned about this, and they're trying to take steps to acknowledge the fact that some of their employees may be spending this holiday that they love by themselves. Lincoln Financial Group, the life insurance company, has been rolling out kind of a series of initiatives to help people cope with this. Some of it is simple, making sure that people know that they can turn to company resources, counselors if they need to, for example, but the company is also kind of encouraging people to share Thanksgiving recipes, to think back at better times about holidays that they loved and what was special about them. The company's top HR executive is also kind of encouraging employees to come up with lists of holiday movies, to say maybe you want to spend that Thanksgiving day dealing with some of that financial planning, 401k paperwork, the stuff that you never have a chance to get to during the busy work week. Maybe if you're by yourself, it's a time to do some of that work that might not be the most glamorous, but that can really make you feel better afterwards. And I think, you know, it just acknowledges this fact that a lot of people are going to be spending this Thanksgiving differently than they may have in the past.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter. Chip, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.